escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let's talk Jaden Daniels. Let's talk about a quality quarterback. So, he's not going to play tonight. I get it. I would play him a series, but you know, I would do a lot of things old school probably. I'm going away for training camp to Carlisle and eating ice cream at the end of the practice in that little, you know, ice cream stand outside the field. I would play my starters more than the average NFL coach does. Call me Andy Reid. But here's my fear. It sounds like we're going to get like a drive or two from Jaden Daniels in the preseason. Is that going to make it harder for him to have a great week one? Maybe not in a way that's tangible or, you know, provable. But I would say yes. I think there's a reason the Bengals are going back to a way that they did it pre-Zach Taylor. They've gotten off to these miserable starts. They're trying to get their timing down. I would also point out, just specific to Jaden Daniels, Linnell, that without Terry McLaurin, like there's some work to do in terms of timing and getting some things together offensively with a receiving core that's very different, right? Luke McCaffrey is in year two, carry over from a season ago, caught sub 20 balls, but like he's one of the mainstays. Debo, new. Jalen Lane, new. Chris Moore was in the room. He was on the team at the end of last season, but in his role currently, pretty new. You've got a new left tackle. You're potentially going to have a new starting right tackle as well. You've got a guy who's kicked over at a different position at both guards. I just don't like the idea that they can't benefit from a couple of drives, and I get that you don't want to risk injury. It's football. Like, you got to go out and play. Yeah. That you could get hurt in week one, in 2 weeks into the season, and be done too. Like, I don't like this idea that we're already going to put bubble wrap over Daniels and say, it sounds like, nothing definitive, but it sounds like he's basically going to play a series maybe this August. I don't love that.
I don't love it. I'll take it a step further. Kind of bothers me, especially when you consider like the lens in which we're looking at this season through. Like, let's just assume Terry McLaurin waltzes through the door right before week one. This is supposed to be a team that's trying to replicate last year's success. You made it to the NFC title game. Your schedule is a lot more difficult. And when you think about who they open up with, Giants, Packers on a short week, up-and-coming Raiders team that people are respecting, Atlanta with an up-and-coming quarterback in Penix, and you got the Chargers. You got to start fast because, look, GP, I just listed off a couple of pretty decent teams. That's the easy portion of your schedule. So you want to come out of that first five games, 4-1, 3-2, feeling good about yourself before you get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. And I think not playing Jaden Daniels early, you know, leaves them more susceptible, more vulnerable for a slow start. I'll even take it a step further. It's not just
Let me ask you this first about the start to the schedule. So you just went through it. I actually think that's one of the softest portions of the season. Do you disagree with that?
No, that's the softest portion.
Right. So you're saying you need to take advantage. You're basically saying you can't play down.
Correct.
I thought you were saying essentially like you get tested right away. The way I see it, the Giants is a game you should win. Now, I do think New York's going to be better than people think, and I think defensively they're going to be excellent.
Yeah.
That could be a difficult week one home game as a favorite. Then short week on the road, never easy, against a very good Packers team. That's going to be a game where you're an underdog. But Raiders, Falcons, maybe even Chargers after that with all their injuries already. You're catching them early in the year, which I think is going to be better than catching them in December We don't know if the Bears are going to be good or not yet, but they're throwing a lot at Caleb Williams right now in a new offense. I think until really you play that rivalry game against Dallas, when things ramp up against Kansas City and Detroit, like the schedule early on, you can harvest some nuts here if you play okay to start the season. I guess that's what you were getting at then.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of that. And I think if your offense is humming and getting off to a good start, that makes things a lot easier for you. Looking at it through the lens of the defense, GP, you're going to find out right away if that running defense is improved. It's Josh Jacobs. It's Ashton Jeanty. It's Bijan Robinson. It's Omarion Hampton. So my point is maybe the defense gets off to a slower start because you're going up against some, you know, pretty formidable groups offensively to start. If that's the case, you need your offense to come out like gangbusters right off the rip. We can't have what happened last year to where you look anemic against Tampa Bay, and then until that second half against New York, you look lifeless at times.
Well, you know what a coach would say to us listening to this right now, right? You know their counterpoint is, Jaden just played in the joint practice against the Patriots. And so he got better work, a better sweat in that workout than he would have gotten in a game, because I could dictate as a coach what I'm putting him through. I want him to work on the red zone. We're doing red zone, period. I want him to get snaps on the goal line. We're doing goal line, period. The problem I have with that logic, well, number one is there's so little time on the grass anymore anyway.
Yeah.
That if you get the opportunity, I'm not suggesting he goes out and plays four quarters or a half even or a quarter. It doesn't have to be like that. I'm saying in all three of these preseason games, there's no reason he can't put the pads on, go out there, and every starter can't go out for a drive, basically. And it's at the end of this thing, a drive in this game, maybe against the Bengals, you go two or three drives, like a quarter, and then in the final, if you don't want to play because you're closer to the season and a little tweak could linger into week one, okay, I could get down with that. Or what I would do is, again, one drive. So you're talking about like drive, one quarter drive over three games is how I would conduct it. But in a practice, you know this, I'm wearing a different color jersey. Nobody can get near me. There's no real pass rush to contend with necessarily. I just want him to see some bullets before that feared Giants front is coming at him in September for the first time in 8 months.
Yeah, I totally agree with that premise. And you know, this, I look at the counterpoint as this, like, okay, in a joint practice, I get to, you know, create the conditions in which he's playing under. That's not real.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Football, you don't get to go out and dictate, you know, what you get to work on in a regular or in a real NFL game. You get to just
Did you watch Hard Knocks episode 1 with the Bills?
I have not gotten a chance to peep that, but
oh, please do. Well, there's this great scene though where they're talking about Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. And the D coordinator, like, they're watching tape from a practice, and I don't remember who it was. One of the guys just destroyed an offensive lineman. And he, instead of like praising him, his D coordinator's like, we stay away from 17.
Yeah.
He's like, this is our season. This is our franchise. He gives us a chance every week. Say it back to me. And they're like, stay away from 17. He's like, stay away. And it just,
that's how it should be.
And I'm assuming the Commanders feel that way about 10 for the Patriots. And the Patriots felt that way, hopefully, about 5 for Washington. Like, these guys are not allowed to be in harm's way in a practice.
And I think that goes all the way back to, like, low-level college football, Grant. Like, in my terrible school, Bethany College, you bet your bottom dollar the quarterback had the red jersey on and the kid stunk. You still would get tossed off of the practice field if you got anywhere near him.
You better not.
Because it's just the value of the position. But to your point, I don't think it hurts Jaden Daniels at all to get a little bit of a lather, go through the motions, and have him get a couple completions. The quiet part that's I'm going to say out loud here real quick is kind of what you alluded to. Can we just get him some reps with these receivers in game action? Like, that matters to me.
Well, does it hinder him? Because let's say we agree it does not hurt him to play a little bit more, unless he were to actually get hurt.
And yeah.
You and I are probably in the minority on this, but it sounds like we're in lockstep that you play football to get ready for football, and if an injury happens preseason, regular season, an injury happens.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not running him. I'm not running a design.
No.
Like, and I'm even telling him, we're not scrambling. We're not leaving the pocket. We can move the pocket to get him out of the pocket if you want to. Like, we can do everything in our power to avoid as much contact as possible. But let's agree then that it can't, you know, that it would only help in that sense.
Yeah.
Will it hinder him to not do it? Because I think even though I'm pro playing Jaden Daniels in year two with Cliff Kingsbury in this preseason, I think I could hear the argument that he's not any worse off for not playing in the preseason.
Yeah, I can hear that too. I mean, my thing is this, though. It's just about starting fast for me. And I go back to, like, this is now a second place schedule you're playing. You're not going to get to finish off the season against Jake Haener and Will Levis and Cooper Rush and Trey Lance and company. Like, you got real big boys on the schedule to start. So I think having the most important piece to this football team as sharp as possible right out of the get-go should be what the thought process should be here for this football team.
And I wonder if part of their thinking is, well, Terry McLaurin will be back anyway for week one. So, like, you and I are going, get on the same page with McCaffrey and Moore and these guys you haven't repped a ton with necessarily. And they're going, that doesn't even help that much anyway, because those guys are going to be slotted down the depth chart. I mean, that would just be a – we don't know. But that would be a tell as to how they're viewing it possibly, if that's part of the calculation. But I want to open up the phones on this. This is actually our poll of the day on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account via Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Our poll of the day is, how much would you play Jaden Daniels in the preseason? How much do you hope he plays in these three exhibition games here in August? No need to play at all. Play him a very little bit. Play him a lot. Or just a cameo in each game, which I think is kind of the same as a little bit. But it's a good question, right? Like,
for sure.
You've got options here. I would say a lot is crazy. There's 2% of people that have voted that would play him a lot. I don't know what the value in that is. So I would just take that one out of the equation. And now like you're doing a multiple choice where you cross one off. So now I'm down to no need to play him at all. I would cross that off because I would never do that. I know I'm in the minority. Sean McVay is a big proponent of this. That's just not how I would roll. So for me, it's either a little bit or a cameo, and I guess a little bit is like one series for the whole preseason, cameo in each game. That's where I'm at, which is 12% of people voting. Just in case you're curious, 60% of people are saying, you know, play him basically a series or two this August. 25% are saying don't play him at all. So about 85% of people want him to play next to zero reps this preseason.
Yeah, that's tough for me. To answer your question, though, I don't know how much it hurts him. I think he's a special cat. I think he's accurate. I think he's got good ball placement. I think he's got timing, and he reps it a ton in practice. But I still want to see him. That's just my thing.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.